Krishna Book, Canto 6, Govardhan, Chapter 27, Scene 2, Indra Begs Forgiveness. My dear Lord Krishna, being puffed up by my false prestige, I thought that you had offended me by not allowing the cowherder men to perform the Indra Yajna, and I thought that you wanted to enjoy the offerings that were arranged for the sacrifice. I thought that in the name of a Govardhan sacrifice, you were taking my share of profit, and therefore I mistook your position. But now, by your grace, I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord, you are the personality of Godhead, and that you are transcendental to all material qualities. Your transcendental position is Vishuddha Sattvam, which is above the platform of the material mode of goodness, and your transcendental abode is beyond the disturbance of the material qualities. Your name, fame, form, quality, and pastimes are all beyond this material nature, and they are never disturbed by the three material modes. Your abode is accessible only for one who undergoes severe austerities and penances, and who is completely freed from the onslaught of material qualities like passion and ignorance. If someone thinks that when you come within this material world, that you accept the modes of material nature, then he or she is mistaken. The webs of the material qualities are never able to touch you, and you certainly do not accept the material qualities when you are present within this world. Your lordship is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the original father of this cosmic manifestation. You are the supreme spiritual master of this cosmic world, and you are the original proprietor of everything. As eternal time, you are competent to chastise offenders. Within this material world, there are many fools like myself who consider themselves to be the Supreme Lord or the All in All within the universe. But you are so merciful that without punishing their offenses, you devise means so that their false prestige is subdued, and they can thus know that you and no one else are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the Supreme Father, the Supreme Spiritual Master, and Supreme King. Therefore, you have the right to chastise all living entities whenever there is any discrepancy in their behavior. The Father, Spiritual Master, and the Supreme Executive Officer of the State are always well-wishers of their sons, students, and citizens, respectively. And as such, the well-wishers have the right to chastise their dependents. By your own desire, you appear auspiciously on the earth in your eternal varieties of forms. You come to glorify the earthly planet, and specifically to chastise persons who are falsely claiming to be God. In the material world, there is regular competition between different types of living entities to become supreme leaders of society. But after being frustrated in achieving the supreme positions of leadership, such foolish persons claim to be God, the Supreme Personality. And there are many such foolish personalities in this world. like me. But in due course of time, when they come to their senses, they surrender unto you and engage themselves properly by rendering service unto you. And that is the purpose of your chastising persons envious of you. My dear Lord Krishna, I committed a great offense unto your lotus feet, being falsely proud of my material opulences, not knowing your unlimited power. Therefore, my Lord, kindly excuse me, because I am fool number one. Kindly give me your blessings, so that I may not act so foolishly again. And if you think, my Lord, that the offense is very great and cannot be excused, then I appeal to you that I am your eternal servant. Your appearance in this world is to give protection to your eternal servants and to destroy the demons who maintain great military strength just to burden the very existence of this earth. As I am your eternal servant, so kindly excuse me. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you are the Supreme Person and the Supreme Soul. You are the Son of Vasudeva, and you are the Supreme Lord Krishna, Master of all pure devotees. Please accept my prostrated obeisances. You are the personification of supreme knowledge. You can appear anywhere, according to your desire, in any one of your eternal forms. You are the root of all creation, and you are the supreme soul of all living entities. It was due to my gross ignorance that I created great disturbance in Vrindavan by sending torrents of rain and heavy hailstorm. I acted out of severe anger caused by your stopping the sacrifice which was to be held to satisfy me. But my dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind to me that you have bestowed your mercy upon me by destroying all my false pride. Therefore, I take shelter unto your lotus feet. My dear Lord Krishna, you are not only the supreme controller, but also the spiritual master of all living entities.
Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.